Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Miracle Night, CEO also. I'm also an author, speaker, educator, passionate and healthy about living or balanced living. Today, we're going to have a treat. We're going to have a special guest with us, and I'm going to click on it and introduce him now. Good morning, Frank. Are you here?
Yes, Denise. How are you?
I'm doing great.
This great interview. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So I'm going to start with telling people a little bit about your bio, and then I'm going to let you expand on it. I'm going to ask you a few questions and also how they relate to the ESPM, which is emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health. And then at the end, if we have extra time, if we have any callers, they can call in and you can answer questions. If not, we're just going to go to the end with what we have to share, because I know you have a wealth of information.
Fantastic.
So, all right. Thank you so much. So let me start with a saying that Frank believes that once you align your business around your strengths and tap into your inner brilliance, you can begin to experience a fast and dramatic increase in the flow of money and success. By using the natural learning state, Frank's clients consistently get more done and enjoy greater clarity or freedom, focus, or the equivalent of speed, and profits, which we consider success. Frank Coppola helps entrepreneurs, business owners, professionals, out-of-the-box thinkers and nonconformists and creatives identify their strengths and talents and utilize them to create successful and profitable business faster than expected. He works with clients to discover their natural strengths, uncover hidden talents, and leverage them to create business that support big ideas and passions. Frank's clients excel beyond their original goals consistently. Frank is an authority in discovering how to turn creativity into the most powerful and profitable assets you have. Frank is an expert in using music for branding individuals and companies. So I would like to hear from Frank a little bit more on what his accomplishments are, who he worked with, and how he's been going about. So Frank, take it away.
Thank you, Denise. Well, there's basically two sides to me. One is a business side, and you just heard the business portion of it, and I would call that the business arts. And there's another side, which is I call the creative arts. They work together because business and creativity, you must be creative in business. But there's a part of me that I kind of kept hidden for a very long time. It was like, you know, I don't want them to know I'm playing hooky and doing music when I really love music. And then I was thinking about how do I bring these together? Now, when I say I really love music, for probably 25 years or so, I was involved in the creative arts as an entrepreneur and as a singer-songwriter for myself, as well as I was very fortunate to write for The Temptations, for Whitney Houston, for country artists and other musical superstars, and gave me a lot of insight into creativity, and I decided that I would be able to make that work for individuals. At one time, I was very heavily involved in advertising, so I've produced well over 100 commercials, and I met a lot of talented people in a lot of different areas, and I gravitated towards the music and met a lyricist named Mindy Rosengarten, and together she and I did a album of songs that are really based in universal laws. I didn't even know it when I was doing it. I didn't even know what a universal law was at that time, but we were doing that, and it's called One World, One Love, a musical celebration of the evolving human spirit, and I'm going to make an offer at the end to you, give you a gift. And then what I decided to do was,
Go ahead.
And then I was fortunate enough to want to get involved in keynote concerts and write signature songs for seminar leaders. And I did one for a gentleman named E.G. Murashita for Speak Your Genius, and it's really my particular and his particular point of view is that you are more than enough. And that became not only a song to be sung amongst the people, about 100 or so, we actually used that to as a background foundation for a product based on E.G.'s exercises and meditations, et cetera, and sold that there. So I've been very, very fortunate. I've been very fortunate to be able to use my particular, what they say, you make your mess your message. Well, one of my messes was that I had attention deficit disorder. And I figured I better learn everything I can about this, and so I decided I would go out and learn how to coach. So I'm a board-certified ADD coach, and I've written a couple of books, and they're bestsellers. So the discipline of working with people with attention deficit goes hand-in-hand with entrepreneurs because entrepreneurs show the signs, symptoms, behaviors of somebody with ADD. So
wow,
you can tell,
that's amazing. I had no idea about all those things. That's really great.
Yeah. The interesting thing about ADD, people may not know this, but when someone is doing something that they really love to do and someone is operating in their strengths, what happens, people who have ADD, the signs, symptoms, the behaviors of somebody with ADD completely disappear. So you know how it is when you're doing something you truly love to do? Work is not really work. It's like play. It's not an effort, but it's not drudgery. That's why
I say... Yeah, something you really enjoy, huh?
Exactly. And that's why I say once you align your brilliance with your strengths, what happens is that you can begin to move very, very quickly. And that's what I'm committed to. I'm really committed to people not suffering and using music as a bridge to doing that. So I created something called Your Brand Music. And that's so far that's been very, very satisfying and people really enjoy it.
Wonderful. I really like that. I also see that you have created music for Sara Lee and some others. Do you want to tell me about those?
Yeah, Sara Lee was a client when I was doing television commercials, a couple of beers, Miller Beer, Hasbro Toys, U.S. Post Office, Ford. I did their television commercials, and I also did music for them at various times. So I've been very, very fortunate, very, very fortunate to work with really talented people.
That is really wonderful. I am so blessed that I was able to actually get you on my show. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation.
Oh, are you kidding?
So,
thank you.
Right now, I would like to ask you just a few questions. You can answer them as short or as long as you want to. And then just tell behind or with each answer which of the four categories or if all four of them, it belongs to, we're talking about the ESPM. So the first question I have is, how do you use music for branding individuals and companies?
Well, let me see if I can cut through the clutter. See, music has the ability to work on several different levels simultaneously. And just as you're constantly getting ideas and information, at some level, something is missing. What's missing is the emotions. What's missing is the feelings. And this is why you'll have any number of companies, Coca-Cola, Geico, Mobile, Ford, etc., using music consistently. Because music actually opens up a part of the brain called the inductive side of the brain. And what happens in that regard, it allows information to come in and not to be blocked off by negative beliefs, etc. So that's why they do this in commercials. They'll do this for all those people that go to events. After lunch or after breaks, they'll play music. The reason being is that they want people to be open to the teaching that they're going to be teaching. Your brand music really came out of the notion of what a brand is. You see, I have a mentor named David Nagel, and he suggested I do this. And I said, you know, I really got to get my brand in order. And he said, you know, brand schmand. Well, everybody's looking at brand from graphics, from your stationery, from your website, and it's mainly visual and it's textual, contextual. But nobody's really looking at brand from a music perspective, because music deals with, again, your heart, your emotions, your feelings. It also deals with your intellect. As a matter of fact, it's dealing with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Now, what do I mean by that? Think about it. Whenever you hear music, it hits you at a level, a visceral level. Visceral meaning it's related to your nervous system. And it's a deep inward feeling, rather than dealing with the intellect. And physically, your body goes into a transformation. And depending on what you're listening to, it could relax you. It could get you up and running. You know, any number of songs can do this. And everybody has their favorite songs. On the emotional level, if you're down, go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, are you saying that you just listen to whatever actually attracts you, what you feel compelled to listen to, or are there any specific sounds or songs or music that you should listen to affect your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual balance, you know, your mind and stuff?
There are some ancient theories as well as ancient practices having to do with whole tones. You see, people and everything in the world are made up of sounds. They all vibrate, whether it's a rock or whether it's us individually. And as such, there are certain sounds that can affect your intellect, they can affect your heart, etc. That's a much deeper conversation, but I can tell you that if anybody wants to go look it up, just look up whole tones on Google, and you'll get a lot of information on that. As far as what music to listen to, there is some thought about if you're studying, Mozart is probably the best music to be listening to. But everybody is different. Everybody has different ideas of what is going to make them feel good, because music, again, is about feelings. So if you're down emotionally, it's always recommended to listen to some music. If you're down emotionally, it's always recommended to get up and physically move, because it creates a change state into your system and creates a change state literally into all the cells of your body. Mentally, if you're overwhelmed with a great deal of information, or you're actually looking to be somewhat creative or to be creative to think through some solution, music is one of the primary additions to one's thinking to be able to open that up. And spiritually, music is attached to God. I always tell people, I don't write any music. The music comes through me. It just comes through God. I put myself in the position to receive it, and I ask God to send it to me, and he sent it to me, or she sent it to me. So whether you call it God, energy, spirit, whatever that is, universal law, it's coming through us, and when it does, it's tapping into our vibration. So, for example, I've been very fortunate when I'm working with anybody and I'm going to write a piece of music for them, I sit with them and I'll spend, you know, an hour or two with them, and I'll start to get their vibrations. You know, for the Beach Boys say, good, good vibrations. I intuitively pick that up, and then I will write in that vibratory level so that when it's played, people can connect to it. So if you have an event that you're attending, or you're a leader of some sort, and you want to bring your tribe together, one of the best things to do is to have your own song, your own piece of music. And when I say brand, brand is not something that you necessarily create. Brand comes from who you are. I'll give you a great example. The Star Spangled Banner is one that America expresses its brand. Brand America. America is a brand known worldwide through music. They play the Star Spangled Banner in the Olympics, just for one. So America is represented in the beauty of this vast idea called Brand America. So wouldn't it be interesting if everybody, in whatever they're doing, had their own particular brand based on who they are? Because music taps into who you are, what you believe, the impact that you can have with people, and music touches at a very, very deep level. Because your intellect can't get involved in it. You can't be feeling one thing and thinking another thing at the same time. It's impossible. And music consistently overrides the intellect.
So you say there has to be a balance, huh? You say there has to be a balance because...
Absolutely. This is what they mean by in being in harmony. You see? Physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. There are certain pieces, people that have pieces of music that when they hear it, it's brought right back to that moment when it came out. I mean, I remember, and I'm dating myself, but I remember when I was a kid, you know, and I remember when the Beatles came out with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It just impacted me so much. I can't even remember how old I was. And I think that any art form does that to people. It brings them back to a place where they may have forgotten it, and then boom. It's like when you walk into somebody's house, or you walk into the house that you used to live in, and it had a particular smell to it. That's what music can be. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah, so actually with the music also, you can express yourself, who you are, what you are, what you believe, how you feel. It's all included in music. Is that correct?
I believe that. I mean, if it's done correctly, and when I say correctly, done according to what the people receive from it. I mean, for example, I've written for people, and they'll say, "My goodness, that's me." You know, that's me. It's not even in the lyrics; it's physically it encompasses them. That's pretty cool. I love that.
Yes, it's amazing. I mean, I know that music is a language that everybody understands. Because it doesn't even need words. It doesn't even need words. It's just the way it comes through and the way it's received. And you stated not everybody receives it the same way. Nonetheless, people do receive it and they get something out of it. It's kind of like math is a language that most people understand, not all to the same level. But, it's just amazing that we have those music and language skills where we can communicate without too many words. That's just really fabulous.
Yeah.
Actually, you mentioned something about a natural learning state. What do you mean with that?
Well, think about it. We learn through music as babies, right?
Yes.
Scientific studies
yes.
they've shown that music is the most powerful learning tool at pretty much at any age. But babies learn language through, you know, lullabies, right? And it goes whether as a baby or whether you're an adult. I have friends of mine when they were going through learning something very technical, or better still, I have friends of mine when they were learning a script for a play, they would set the script to a piece of music so that they could remember what they had to say. That was one of the ways people would learn using music.
Does that have to do with the flow of the music, that it sinks in the brain much easier than just words?
Yeah, I think so. I think it has to do with just having the rhythm that you could go against. I forget who it is. I think it was the movie about the king. He stuttered, but when he sang a song, he didn't stutter, which I thought was really fascinating. It's a better way to kind of reinforce whatever your message is, and it's to have people learn in such a way that they can grasp things quicker. This is what I mean by branding yourself. A company, you know, just in listening to a jingle or some show that you have on television, you hear that thing a couple of times, and boom, it brings you right back. I was just watching yesterday House of Cards for Netflix, and the music in that is just sensational. The minute it comes on, it's like four bars, and I know immediately it captures the mood, it captures the energy of Washington, D.C., and it's brilliant in that regard. But natural learning state really has to do with, as a child, it just comes naturally.
That's true. I still remember some of the very first songs that I learned,
before
I went to kindergarten. Oh, yeah, but of course that was all in a different language, so it doesn't help me to state it here. But
What language is that?
It always comes back. And that was Swiss German, which is different from the High German, which is spoken all over the place. So, yeah, it's a very different language. For example, if you say, I love music, in High German you would say, ich liebe Musik, or ich mag Musik. But in Swiss German you say, ich habe Musik gern.
I see.
So it sounds very different. That's why I think language is also music, and especially the French, they have a saying, le français résonne comme la musique dans les oreilles. French sounds like music in the ears, and that's why music is just an attraction to me. It speaks to me, so that's why I was really thrilled to have you here and explain a few more things. That's awesome. You also said that it takes certain steps to create your brand music. So people are interested in musically branding their business. What can you say about that? Are there any specific steps that you take, or they just call you and you tell them?
Yeah, but part of all this is to really step into your particular business. See, business owners are designers. They design their own business. Whether it be products, whether it be strategic thinking, whether it be any number of things.
Okay, you're breaking up, Frank. Can you try to repeat that again? Okay, I cannot hear you anymore. Do you want to call back in so we can finish this? Okay.
Coming back, Denise. You need a call.
Okay, I can't get you. I cannot hear anything. Do you want to call back in?
Need a call.
Hang up and call back in, okay? I can't hear anything. Are you still there, or did you hang up and call back in? Okay, well, it seems like we're having some technical difficulties here. I'm going to give you the information already so you can get more information that you need. Frank's email address is Frank Coppola, this FrankCoppola 01 at gmail.com. So you can write to him there and ask him questions. He does have a gift for everybody, and the link is there, https://mailgoogle.com, etc. And it's actually not a number one. It's word one, one, O-N-E, word, O-N-E, love. I just didn't have enough letters left to write that in. So it's the song that he's given you is one word, one love, and it's an amazing song. Okay, let's see. Okay, are you back?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
so
good.
You
I
asked
just
me,
gave
what were the, what, yeah, what were the steps for creating your brand music?
Right.
Can I take you through that?
No, we didn't hear anything.
No, no. May I take you through that now?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have 2 minutes and 25 seconds left, so take me through
it. Okay, I'll go through it with them. You'll understand what it is when I explain to you. Basically, the entrepreneurs, people in business, they design their own business. So part of this is to treat your business as if it was a composition, as if you were writing something, but writing something that had rhythm, and music has rhythm, and so does your business. And you're responsible for the experience of the people you serve. So whether you write the music or whether you hire somebody like myself, you want to be able to tap into that and tap into those things that work best. You want to focus on what works and utilize your strengths, because strengths will energize you and weaknesses will drain you. So you want to be able to use the music that separates you from the pack, and you want to be able to include your philosophy and anything else that you want to be doing. And by constantly repeating it, it is one of the best tools for marketing and sales.
Awesome. I really like that. Well, you heard we just had the 90 seconds, and in 2 seconds we're there. So we need to close. I gave you Frank's email address so you can write to him if you have any questions. I have the link there for the gift. Unfortunately, the abbreviated link did not work. I'm missing a program on my computer. But the song is called One Word, One Love, and it's O-N-E.
I'm sorry, One World.
One World, One Love. And so just check that out. It's an amazing song. I listened to it. My contact information is, as always, www.mikkelknight.com. That's MikkelKnight.com. Or you can send me email at dythomson@mikkelknight.com. You can call me at 562-335-4956 or text me. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Denise. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay, do you want me to call you back?
Would you mind?
Okay, I'll do it. Just a sec, okay?
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, Denise. Bye.